Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
So you do the radio show, and then that audio gets uploaded to the podcast app, the iTunes app, all the other podcast apps. That's audio. You can go on YouTube, it's video. You can make your clips and post it to social media. You can write blog posts about this radio show, right? And you're getting the added benefit of it being on the radio as opposed to just being a podcast.
First, a quick word from our best ever partner, PropStream. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties in seconds, nationwide or specific to any zip code. You can skip trace owner information, find cash buyers specific to an area, and find other investors to potentially partner with or fund your deals. PropStream provides you the comprehensive data and market insight you need to be at the top of your real estate game. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail. Even if you're not in real estate, PropStream can help you locate high net worth individuals to invest in your non-real estate business, or if you are in real estate, then you can find them to invest in your real estate business. You can use this tool to find people who have millions of dollars in equity in their homes, and you can reach out to them via email, telephone, or snail mail. This is the perfect real estate investing tool for wholesalers and real estate agents, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs. I love how easy the PropStream website is to use. With a few clicks, you can review comps in the area or estimate rehab costs prior to purchasing a property. Act now to take advantage of the plethora of properties that have and will continue to hit the market during this time. And best ever listeners, do you know we got something special for you? You're going to receive a free 7-day all access trial to experience all the features this powerful tool has, and you'll experience it firsthand. Just go to your7dayfreetrial.com. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Get started with this, get your 7-day free trial, and start growing your business even more so than you have been. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks. Each week, we air a single Syndication School episode that focuses on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for a lot of these episodes, we release free resources, especially the ones earlier on. These are free PDF guides, PowerPoint templates, Excel template, something to help you along your apartment syndication journey. All of these free resources and past Syndication School episodes are available at syndicationschool.com. And today, we are going to be talking about the radio. So I've interviewed a couple of people on the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show about their usage of the radio to grow their real estate businesses. And so I want to talk about two episodes in particular. One I did with Chris Arnold. That is episode number 2150. And then the other one is with Eric with a K, Hatch, which has not aired yet, but I would imagine it'd be airing in the next few months. Keep an eye out for that. So both of them are wholesalers, fix and flippers, and they generate lead deals using the radio. And I'm going to talk today about how you can use the radio to not only generate most likely smaller apartment deals. I'm sure it's possible to get 100-unit, 200-unit deals on the radio, but most likely you're looking at smaller, 50 below. But more importantly, how you can start to generate potential investor interest and start to grow relationships. Obviously, depending on whether you 506C or 506B, you're going to have to approach it differently. But I'll go into more details on that second step. But the first step is how to find deals. And that's through radio ads. And the reason why is because, and I did not know this, but the radio reaches around 90% of adults. And since adults are the ones who are selling real estate and listening to the radio, then it's a great way to generate leads. Again, this is most likely going to work for smaller deals, but I don't see why this wouldn't be a strategy you can use to generate apartments. So if someone uses this and it works, let me know for apartments. It's just most of the time I hear about it for smaller deals, but the cost is so low that I would imagine it would make sense to attempt to do this for apartment deals. If you can get a hold of some mom and pop owners who listen to the radio, it's probably your best bet. So knowing that, Chris Arnold, we'll start with him. He has done over 2,500 deals on the radio. So essentially the strategy is four steps, very simple. And well, I guess first, another reason why he uses the radio is because most people listening to this who read the title and said, why, you know, the radio, no one listens to the radio anymore. But they do. A lot of people listen, but not a lot of people advertise for real estate on the radio. So there's a massive supply and demand imbalance. I got a lot of people listening to the radio, potentially wanting to sell their deals, whereas there's not a lot of people talking to them on the radio. So the four-step process, number one, is to define your target audience. So if your goal is to target mom and pop investors, so a demographic over the age of 50, let's say, which is the target demographic for Chris, then you have to think of what their motivations are. So if they're over the age of 50, they're mom and pop, then their motivations are to retire. Maybe they're tired of being a landlord. Maybe they inherited an apartment from their parents who recently passed away. So since that is his target audience, then the next step is to create the advertisement targeted towards that ad audience. So again, let's go with 50, mom and pop. Maybe they're looking to retire. Maybe they inherited the property. Maybe they are tired of being a landlord. So the advertisement isn't just some vague, hey, we buy apartments. Let us know if you're interested in selling. It's very specific and talks to and touches on the pain point of that target demographic. So in his advertisements, he'll say, hey, are you retiring? Are you tired of being a landlord? You inherit a property? No problem. We can buy your property all cash. Just give us a call at whatever number is. So if you listen to the episode, he goes into detail on what his exact messaging is. But the most important thing is you need to mention the pain points, the motivations in your advertisement. And how you actually create your advertisement, you can either do it in home with a microphone, because again, it's just audio. And if you don't have the proper equipment, then you can use a local radio station studio. They'll allow you to use their studio, assuming you pay for the advertisement. Which brings us into number three, which is how do you find a radio station? Of course, this goes back to your target audience. So once you've got your target audience defined, you've got your advertisement script written, then you need to figure out where you're going to air the advertisement, what radio station, which is actually pretty easy. All you need to do is figure out what type of music the target audience likes to listen to. So if you're talking about the demographic that's 50 and older, then they typically will listen to classic or old rock stations. And so you want to focus on those stations. If your target demographic is in a rural area, then country music, he says, are best. If it's in a city, hip-hop or an urban station might be better. Or R&B, pop, and hip-hop would probably be your best bet. But most likely, since you're targeting the older demographic for these mom-and-pop investors, classic rock, old rock, country music stations will probably be your best bet to generate those leads. Now, this last step is very interesting, which is to negotiate the pricing. So once you've identified the radio station, what most people typically do is they'll call in to the local radio station, and then they will ask for the media packet. And then they'll get the media packet, which is a PDF with the various packages they offer, this many spots per month, and then there's a price, and then they'll just pay the price. But what Chris does is he'll pull reports on the value of the radio station prior to calling, what the actual value of the time on the radio is. And then based off that report, he'll calculate how much the advertising spot, you know, his 60-second advertising spots, and he says he's 100 per month. So he'll calculate, okay, so 6,000 seconds. He'll calculate, okay, so how much should I be paying a month for 6,000 seconds of ad time based off of this radio station's value? And then when he calls in, rather than saying, hey, can I see your media packet? He says, hey, I did research, and here's how much money I'm willing to pay for the spot. So start there, obviously. And not every single time, they might not just say, oh, yes, sure, we'll take that. But it's much better to do that to at least know if the dollar amount in the media package is way inflated and overpriced, and then you can get a lower rate. So Chris pays $1,500 for 160-second ad spots per month. So three spots-ish per day for $1,500 per month. Now, obviously, this pricing is going to vary depending on where you live. So Chris does this in, I believe, Dallas, Texas. So he does it in a pretty big market. So again, this is more for finding deals. And I think since it is only $1,500, I think it's worth trying for 6 months to see if it works. Because again, one apartment deal will far outweigh the costs associated with advertising. But the other episode with Eric Hatch, I think, is going to be more interesting. Because rather than airing ads on radio stations, he actually has his own radio show. And when he told me this, I was surprised because I had this conversation with him and we had gone over all the various things he's involved in real estate. He kind of does a lot. He has a real estate software, and then he does deals himself, and then he also has a show on a radio station. So the reason why it's not that difficult to get a show on a radio station is because they're actually looking for content from people that they don't have to pay. So the way he explained to me is that if they want to fill an hour show, a 3 hour show, or any FM radio station, AM radio station, they reach out to someone and they have to pay this person money every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year for their show. And obviously they make money by doing advertisings on that show and then commercials on that show. Whereas if you, the real estate investor, want to start a radio show and you reach out to them with your interest in starting a radio show, well, you pay them, right? So it's way better from their perspective to have you host a radio show than it is for them to pay someone, assuming that you actually bring and attract listeners. So what he does is he'll do a show, and this is something very familiar to this your traditional thought leadership platform that we've talked about a lot on this episode. So he did the show, and he'll blog about it. He'll usually record his show in video format, and so he'll post clips to YouTube about it, to social media about it. He'll tag the guests that he has about it. And it allows him to be perceived as the local expert, which again, we always talk about that with a thought leadership platform. So what he did is he started at the most popular station first, again, going back to that defining your target audience and then figuring out what kind of music they listen to. So in this case, if you're looking to attract passive investors, whatever your criteria is for your passive investor, which we've talked about on the show before, how to define that, so you can check out that episode. Then you can figure out what FM radio station to your talk show on, or what AM radio station to go on and do your talk show on, depending on what high net worth individuals are listening to on their way to work. And he'll just talk about investing, right? He won't say, hey, I'm looking for deals, or hey, come invest in my deals. He just talks about real estate investing. He just gets his name out there and positions himself as an expert in the area. So if you're on the radio talking about real estate all the time and you're interviewing real estate investors, you're going to become pretty well known. People are going to know who you are. So I guess technically this could help you find more deals, right? The brokers will know, hey, you're that guy on the radio station. You'll be more credible in their eyes and they'll more likely be willing to give you their off-market deals. Something else interesting that he says he does is he'll have vendors advertise on his show. So he'll do a live read. So rather than the commercials, which the radio station makes money on, he'll do live reads during his actual show. So does this sound familiar? It sounds a lot like a podcast or a YouTube channel. And as opposed to just posting it on iTunes, you kind of take it a step back and the conception of the content is the radio show. So you do the radio show, and then that audio gets uploaded to the podcast app, the iTunes app, all the other podcast apps. That's audio. You can go on YouTube, it's video. You can make your clips and post it to social media. You can write blog posts about this radio show, right? And you're getting the added benefit of it being on the radio as opposed to just being a podcast. And I'm sure what's even better, because he didn't necessarily talk about how difficult it is to get a radio station to accept you, but he started this a while ago and he does 20 to 30 flips per year. That's what he does deal volume wise. And if you have an existing podcast that you can show the radio station when you call them, hey, I got this podcast, you got this many downloads, this many reviews, this many weekly listens, I want to do an hour show, then you start at the most popular radio station and kind of work your way down until you get someone to say yes. As I mentioned, I'm sure you could technically use this to directly market for the leads. I think the better strategy here with the radio show is the same reason why you create any thought leadership platform. One, it's for your own education. Right? You can create your own customized education by deciding who to interview. The other benefit is that you're already doing it, right? If you already have a podcast, it's not going to be that difficult to transition that to a radio station because you don't have to go in there. You can't go in their studio, but you can also just record in your own home studio. Especially if it's just going to be audio and then you send that in and then they just press play. So that's the other benefit. But then I think the main advantage is going to be in regards to becoming the expert in your local market. Becoming the go-to guy for real estate. Right? Everyone knows who you are. You've interviewed a lot of people in the market. And then not only can you use that and leverage that when you're talking to potential investors, but you might get people actually reaching out to you asking if they can invest in your deals, and then you get to know them, and then they're legally allowed to invest in your deal. So two ways to use the radio. One is to use it as advertising, legitimate advertising commercials, and the other one is to use it as a thought leadership platform. So again, very interesting strategies, very unique strategies that not a lot of people are doing. And especially now, recording this in August of 2020, when essentially everyone is still working from home, this is going to be, I think, people can begin to expand their future business by expanding what they're doing right now and using the extra time that they have to grow and evolve into different marketing strategies, into different ways to find deals and kind of tap into things that you might not necessarily have thought of before or had the time to kind of pursue. So at the very least, people should be doing a thought leadership platform. And doing a radio show is just kind of one example of that, that I think has a lot of promise. I remember I was really excited after talking to Eric and hearing about all the success he had on the radio station and how seemingly easy it was. All he did was just call and ask. And he asked a couple of times, kind of like when you're cold calling. He asked enough people until they said yes. And now he makes money via advertising. He gets to talk to all these great guests. He's an expert in the area, so everyone knows who he is. He's finding deals. He's finding private money. He didn't say how much he paid for the radio station, but again, do one deal and it pays for itself. So that concludes this episode, how to use the radio to grow your apartment syndication business. And make sure you check out those other syndication school episodes we have from the past, as well as those free documents at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties, locate potential investors, or gain invaluable market insight in seconds. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail, which will help you close more deals with less stress. Visit your7dayfreetrial.com to start your free trial and experience all the amazing features PropStream has to offer. That's 7 30daytrial.com. Are you interested in getting started in real estate syndication but don't know how? My friend Whitney Sewell is the host of the Daily Real Estate Syndication Show podcast. He interviews top experts in the industry to help you learn the cutting edge tools and strategies of the syndication business. You can find Whitney and his podcast at lifebridgecapital.com.